Recruiting new talent at the National Cemetery Administration is getting faster now because the agency is focused on streamlining its hiring process through the use of better data. NCA is using data analytics to help it hire the right people quickly. 80% of NCA's recruitment gets done in about 60 days. Tim McManus is Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. He says other agencies can learn from these best practices, mainly by making better use of the data that they already have. And Tim joins us now. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Jared. How are you?
Doing good. So you guys just held a workshop with agencies on this very topic. What kind of data are we talking about?
So, I think that was actually the biggest question that agencies had, which is, Jared, as you all know, there's no shortage of information or data that are currently available to agencies. And, you know, there's probably a lot more information and or data that agencies could collect. And I think part of the conversation that took place at this workshop was focused on what's the data that really matters. And some of that depends upon what you're trying to do as well. I think ultimately in the conversations, and you mentioned in the lead in the National Cemetery Administration being one of them, what they actually did is looked at how long their hiring process took. And what they did is they tried to break it down into various stages. How long was a certification sitting with a hiring manager? How long did it take to actually create a position description for things? How long every step of the process kind of mapped that out. And then ultimately they said, where is our opportunity here to try to pick up some steam so that what we're not doing is having candidates wait too long in the process and or where either hiring managers and or HR are pointing the finger saying this is actually what the challenge here is. So they actually tried to look at the time frames for each of their hiring components and then from there determine where can we actually shave some time off this. And in the process of that, found out that not only could they shave time, but they could also create more collaboration between the hiring official and the HR staff as well.
Yeah, expand on that a little bit. How does that enhance collaboration?
So I think one of the things that it did is created transparency. And I think, again, one of the other agencies that was actually spotlighted at this workshop, Jared, was FEMA. And FEMA is just really beginning to do this, but they're really looking at, again, trying to identify where an application is at every stage of the process internal. And this is really an internal view for the agency right now to say, okay, guess what? Jared in HR has turned over the certification. Now it's on Tim's desk. How long is it going to sit there? So again, it became an issue over time of, well, part of our process here is as long as it is because the certification sitting on the hiring manager's desk, or part of the reason that there's a delay is after the position closes, there's several weeks or several months before the hiring manager is even getting a cert from the HR official. So what it actually did is created transparency. So there was no longer as much finger pointing. It was the how can we now speed it up so it's not on your desk, it's actually on my desk, and how can I make sure that it goes from my desk back to your desk in a timely, more efficient manner as well.
Interesting. So it sounds like the biggest low-hanging fruit in the use of data analytics here is to identify where your bottlenecks are. But once you identify them, you as an agency also have to have the fortitude to go and attack those problems one by one.
Yeah, and I think part of that fortitude, Jared, is also understanding, and we spent a lot of time talking about this in the workshop, is understanding who are the stakeholders that actually have to be involved in those conversations and the decision making itself. So, if in fact there are, and one agency actually talked about this, that the number of signatures that were actually required throughout the hiring process were pretty consequential. Well, if you're trying to say, well, at this point we really don't need a signature because we had it two steps earlier, that basically takes us through the next five steps, that's an okay conversation to have. But you also have to make sure that the right people are in the room having the conversation. How do you bring those folks together? And again, look at collaboration, not simply a finger pointing exercise of what's wrong with the process now.
As you went through this with agency hiring folks, were you finding that a lot of these extra signatures and extra bureaucracy layered on was just because that's how we do things and not necessarily because it's required by law or regulation?
So I think that's certainly part of the challenge with the hiring process itself. Part of it is just a recognition as well that HR staffs have actually not increased in the size, yet in the scope of what they're actually asked to do have actually increased pretty dramatically, including with just the volume of applications that a lot of agencies receive for a single applicant for a single position. I think, Jared, some of the conversation there was just to that point that, you know, unless agencies are actually really collecting data, looking at the information and trying to interpret what it means. Again, our sponsor for this event was NGA.net. And they made the comment that what gets measured matters. And the aside that the conversation took place is what gets measured is also that gets funded as well. The more that you can bring data to light to actually show where things have actually improved or where you actually need to put resources to actually kind of speed that process up or improve something based on that, you know, that's a good thing. And again, I think for a lot of agencies, they're struggling with, we've got loads of information. We've got loads of data that are telling us a lot of different things. What do we really need to focus on? And again, a great deal of the conversation was, it's important to focus on something, and you may not get it right immediately, but there are a lot of different data points that can lead you to different decisions. And ultimately, as you start this process of really data-driven decision-making, particularly in your recruiting and hiring efforts, it's likely that the data won't answer questions. It may, in fact, initially raise more questions for you.